Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. Welcome back to the Mum Boss Podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. I am so glad to have you joining us. I am doing a solo episode today. So if you are new here, typically speaking, I revert between solo episodes and guest episodes. I'm all about bringing value to this podcast. And I think it is so valuable to have guest experts come in and share their wisdom and their knowledge and their expertise with you. But today it is just me. So I am going to be talking about, as the title would suggest, my unsuccessful launch. Yes, that is right. I have had an unsuccessful launch. And what's interesting about this is I actually don't see it as a failure. And the reason being is we learn and grow through when things don't go our way, you know? And I think too that life sometimes, and this goes for business as well, sometimes it gives us what we need, not what we actually want. And there are always lessons to be learnt when you're going through the lows, when you're going through things not working out, when things have not gone to plan, when you have not reached the goal that you might have intended, when, you know, things haven't gone to the expectation that you've set. And so I really wanted to speak on this today because I think it's really helpful to know that you're not alone when you experience these things. You know, I've talked to so many people. I'm in communities and, you know, masterminds and groups where I'm amongst seven-figure business women and they experience these things too. And so it doesn't actually matter what stage of your journey you're at. There are going to be times when you experience, I guess, what you might feel like are low times in your business. And I really feel like that's entrepreneurship. That's business. There are highs and lows. And, you know, it can be tricky navigating those lows. And I totally get that. I mean, I've just experienced it myself where my launch has not gone to plan. And so this launch was my second round of my group coaching program, Reset and Reignite. Now, my first launch for this brand new program, my very first group coaching program, went amazingly well. I got the most incredible, ideal clients that I possibly could have imagined in that program. And it actually exceeded my expectations, that launch. It went so well. And it's interesting because I almost went into this second launch feeling like, well, if that went so well, this one's going to be better. And that was, I guess, in some regards, my mentality going into it. But I also had a very different mentality going into it as well. And I actually think this is a little contribution to, you know, the outcome that I've received. And that was the first time I launched this program, I really went through a strategic launch plan, almost down to the T. And I did all the things that I was meant to do in air quotation marks. And, you know, obviously that did result in a successful launch. This time round, however, I really wanted to lean back a little bit and not feel like I had to follow a plan A, B, C, D. I wanted to kind of do it in my own way. Now, what that resulted in is, I think, a mentality of feeling like I didn't have to show up, feeling like I didn't have to do these certain things, which I think that a launch actually does need. And I'm a big believer in the way I coach. It's a combination of mindset, intuition, strategy. You know, it's a combination of all these different things. And I feel like they're the recipe to success. You need parts and pieces of all of those things. And so this launch that I did, strategy was a little bit out the window, if I'm going to be completely honest with you. I was a little bit like, yeah, I don't need to do it that way. I can do it my own way. I don't need to follow the rules. And I still believe that you don't need to follow the rules, but I think you still need your own strategy in place that you can follow in order to create the success that you're wanting. And so for me, this was definitely a lesson in, you know, learning through doing. And I think as a coach, that's also extremely important. You know, I never share from a place of not being there myself. I never advocate for doing things if I haven't done them myself. And I think it's also really important to experience these things because then I can share this wisdom and knowledge with you. And hopefully that means that you can learn from my, you know, my, I don't want to say mistakes and I don't want to say failures, but from my experience and learn from them and not repeat them. Although we are so all on our own journey where we need to just, you know, learn from things. That's how we grow. That's how we evolve. That's how we, you know, get stronger. That's how we build resilience and, you know, success. So it's just been an interesting ride. Now, I'm going to be very vulnerable and open and honest with you and share that this experience of this launch really did set me into a spiral. I absolutely did feel like my heart just couldn't take it. It actually, you know, really did affect me. And I'm sure that for you as a mum in business, there have been times where you've felt like giving up. There have been times where it feels like it's all too hard sometimes, like it's all too much. And that is absolutely the place I went to after this launch. And if you follow me on Instagram, you may have noticed that after this launch period, I went a little bit quieter on socials. Like I was still posting, I still had scheduled things going out. It wasn't like there was no content, but I was a little quieter. And I just needed to be. I just needed a little bit of space away from my business just to almost regroup. And, you know, I know that I shared with my husband, Lee, I was like, you know what? Sometimes this does all feel too much. Sometimes this feels really hard. And sometimes when you reach those points, you feel like you've got to dig deep. It's like, whew, I'm really in the thick of it right now. And it's going to take a little bit for me to dig out of this hole and get back up again. And so for me, I really, you know, lent on my support of my husband. You know, he truly is my biggest supporter. And I honestly feel like sometimes he has absolutely more faith in me than I do in myself. And I am so very, very grateful for him because sometimes I think, what would I do without you? Literally. And so, you know, he was obviously doing his absolute best to pep me back up, you know, help me, you know, see that this is all still worth pursuing and keeping moving forward and keep going. And, you know, for me, it was also, I really needed to lean in on my community as well. I think it is so incredibly important as mums, but also mums in business, to have a community of people around you, to have those like-minded other women in business, other mums in business who just get you, who get what you're going through, who understand, who can really be there to support you through the highs and the lows as well. And I think that is really a piece to a puzzle that unfortunately a lot of us are missing. And, you know, this is actually a big reason why I created the Mum Boss Mastermind. That is my monthly online session where us mums in business get together And it's an opportunity to connect with like-minded mums in business. It's an opportunity to get that support and encouragement that you might need if you're going through one of those low stages. It's also an opportunity to, you know, celebrate each other when we're going through the highs as well. And that session is something that I know even I look forward to every single month for my own self as well, not just as the coach and the host and facilitator of it, but also just as a participant as well. And so if you feel like you're lacking in having that community, if you feel like you don't have many people to turn to when you need that support in your business and in your life, then I would love to invite you to that Mum Boss Mastermind community. We meet monthly on the last Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And it is just $22 to come along and attend for that 1 hour session. So I will pop the link in the show notes if you would like to join us. I would absolutely love to see you there. It is such a great community of other mums in business that I promise you are so supportive and encouraging. And, you know, you also get that opportunity to be coached by me as well. So if you come to that session, you've got a mindset block you're dealing with, there's a block in your business, you need some support and coaching in some capacity, that is absolutely your place to come. And it's such a crazy low investment. So it's a no-brainer, why not? So I would love to see you there. But outside of leaning on that community and obviously my husband as well, I really needed to come back to my why. And this is so important that we are very crystal clear and have clarity around our why in our business. And I've spoken about this many times on the podcast before, but knowing why you have your business, why do you do what you do? Why did you start your business? And I get that there's obviously a lot of different layers and elements to this. We don't go into business for just one reason. We go into business for so many different reasons. And I do know wholeheartedly one of your whys is because you wanted that time, freedom, and flexibility. You wanted to have a business that allowed you to show up for your family, to be the mum that you're wanting to be, to have the lifestyle that you're wanting to have. And so that is absolutely one of my whys as well. But also there are other elements to that and there are other whys behind that. And I think coming back to my why really helps me want to propel forward because there is such a bigger reason for why I do what I do. It's not just time freedom and flexibility. It's not just the financial freedom that having a business allows you to have or create. It's not just that I love what I do. There are so many reasons why. And I think when you can really peel back all the layers to your why and get to that real core reason of why you do what you do, that is the little golden nugget that I promise will help you when you reach these low stages, when you reach those stages of wanting to give up, when you reach those stages of feeling like it's all too much and all too hard. If you can come back to that real core reason of why you started your business and why you do what you do and the bigger picture that you are working towards, that will really help motivate you and inspire you to come back to why you do what you do and want you to push forward despite how you're currently feeling, despite what you're currently going through, despite the setbacks that you might have had or recently had, you know, in your business. And so that for me has really, really helped. I think also for me too, it was coming back to my mindset, looking at, you know, what are the thoughts that I'm currently having? How am I currently feeling? Why am I thinking this way? You know, really going through my mindset and almost picking it with a small tooth comb, you know, trying to figure out where am I at right now and how can I build upon this to build that stronger mindset again? How can I get myself to a place where I'm not feeling like this? And I should mention here too that it is also important to feel our emotions. You know, when we're going through times where we're having these lows in our business, and for me with my recent launch, I had to sit in it And it is really uncomfortable to sit in those feelings and emotions, to actually acknowledge how you're truly feeling. And for me, you know, I had to sit with it being like, you know, this launch has not gone to plan. It has not gone the way I expected. It has not gone the way I thought it would. And I had to sit in that. And I had to really feel those feelings, feel those emotions. And that's not easy to do. But, you know, I think sometimes it's really important that we just sit with these things so we can actually move through them, so that we can actually move past them, let them go, and then come back to what we need to come back to. And so for me, I really needed to just sit with those emotions, feel them, acknowledge them, and then they were able to move through me. And then I came back to my mindset and tried to build it back up again, because it took a little hit. It took a little knock after this launch. And, you know, those things have really helped me move through this stage. And now I'm over it. I'm over it. You know, now it's just something that I'd experienced. It's now something that I can share. And, you know, in sharing, my hope is that you feel less alone in your journey. My hope is that by sharing this with you, you go, okay, this is actually normal. This is a normal part of having a business. There are going to be highs and there are going to be lows, and we all experience them. And as I shared in the beginning, you know, I am surrounded by women in all sorts of stages of business. And some of these women are seven-figure business women, and they experience this as well. And, you know, I don't think we can go through business without experiencing these lulls, without experiencing these times where it really tests us and it pushes us. But I really wholeheartedly believe that when we are in these moments, it's how we navigate them. It's how we persevere through them. And it's how we then let that be the stepping stone to the next thing, to something else in our business. And it's always important that we keep going. You know, we keep showing up, we keep pushing forward, we keep taking the action in our businesses to get them to where we want them to be. And it's okay if you have experienced a time where something hasn't gone to plan, because there's always more than one way to get to your goal or your outcome that you're wanting to achieve. It just might mean that now wasn't the right time. It might mean that there is a different approach or a different way of doing things. There's so many different elements to why things haven't worked out the way we wanted them to. And it's an opportunity for you to move through the feelings, the emotions, the mindset. It's an opportunity to lean on the support that you need. And it's an opportunity to then stop after the fact and evaluate and really pick apart what's gone right, what hasn't, where could changes be made. And, you know, that's really you stepping in your CEO mindset of your business, really embodying the CEO part of your business, where you can really look at these parts and start evaluating them and go, okay, what could I do differently next time? And that's definitely what I've done. You know, I've looked through this whole launch period, you know, the strategy behind it, my mindset behind it. And I've looked at it and gone, okay, if I analyze this, how could I do it differently next time? How could I set myself up for more success next time round? And with that, I'm going to be armed with the tools, the experiences, so next time it will be different. And so I encourage you to do that. If you are really feeling it, my heart goes out to you. I know what it feels like, but keep going. You know, do not give up. It is not worth giving up. You have dedicated far too much. You have given this too much to give up now. And your business needs you. Your family needs you. Your clients or your customers need you. So please don't give up. Please keep going, keep moving forward. And if you need that support, as I said, I'd love to see you at the Mum Boss Mastermind session. It will be this coming Monday, which at the time of recording, this Monday will be Monday, the 28th of August at 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. But if you've missed that and you're listening past that date, there will be another one the month that you're listening to this. So check the show notes to come and join us. I would absolutely love to see you there. And if you would like some support, feel free to jump in my DMs. I hang out on Instagram all the time. It is my favorite place to hang out. So come and find me over at renee.o'neill. Jump in my DMs, say hi, let me know you've listened. I'm always up for a chat. So come over and share with me that you've listened to this episode and I guess what your biggest takeaway was. I always love hearing that. It's always interesting to strike up a conversation based off a podcast episode and I love connecting with you. So please do so. I will talk to you in my next episode. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to reneeo'neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at renee.o'neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.